This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we've got another local event to talk about coming up very soon. Umpqua Velo Club with a big biking event. Eric Schnauz in. Tell us all about it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
You bet.
So the event is coming right up. We have our ride on the 4th of September, the first Sunday of September every year. We've added some new events this year. We'll have a social on Friday night at the Triple Oak Wine Vineyard. We'll have a social on Saturday afternoon at Too Shy, and then a post-ride gathering at Joseph Jane on Sunday afternoon. So adding some new things, we hope to meet some people and draw even more folks in from out of town.
Now, obviously, the last couple of years have been a bit of a challenge for this, and with things getting back to something more resembling what you used to do in the past, this draws in people from a great distance to come down here and do some bicycling.
Absolutely. So when I last checked the registrations, I believe the furthest away address was an Arizona address. But we have several folks coming from Washington State, from Southern California, Northern California, Nevada, and of course, lots of Oregon riders as well.
And what's been the response in the past when people come down here and tour the area that you have set up for them?
They overwhelmingly are just amazed at how beautiful the cycling is. You know, we have roads that are in really great shape, low traffic. It's just kind of a road cycler's paradise. It's really nice. And that's the feedback that we get year on year.
Now, it's not just one ride essentially on Sunday, but a number of options. And for somebody who maybe likes to bicycle, but says, why, you know, they're probably going to go way longer than I can go. Talk about all the different options.
Sure. So we have rides from 16 miles up to 100 miles this year. The 100 is the sort of classic century ride. Going from there, we have a metric century that's about 66 miles. We'll have a 50 miler, a 30 miler, and then that 16 mile ride. So, you know, whatever a person's abilities, we would hope that one of those might fit with what they can do and what they're interested in doing.
So where does all this begin from?
It starts at River Forks Park, more specifically at the Discovery Garden. They've been very, very gracious about letting us use their parking lot as a staging area for all the rides.
So no matter which route you're taking, everybody starts at the same place.
That's exactly right.
And now, can you go online and do you have more information about these routes and what they're like?
Absolutely. The website, pretty simple. It's thevineyardtour.com. And from there, you can get a description of the routes. You can get a description of those social events that I mentioned earlier. There are links to the registration page. It's a one stop for everything that a person needs.
And around this area, with a lot of this centered around going past the vineyards, I mean, you're talking about bicycling in the area, but people can learn more about the wine community too.
No, absolutely. Many of the rides will pass by the vineyards. We may have a stop at Henry's, but I don't know. A stop at Henry's and a stop at Triple Oak Wine Vault in Oakland. But otherwise, folks will roll past most of the vineyards so they know where they are. It'll be a great opportunity for people who are interested to learn more about the vineyards and maybe to take a stop inside on their ride or even afterward.
And the vineyard tour has been going on how many years now?
So I have to tell you, I'm not exactly certain. It seems like it goes back to 2004. So we're coming up on 20 years. It's kind of morphed over the years in terms of marketing and availability and the like. So it's a little, although I think the first one was in 2004, it's a little murky as to it being in its present form.
Well, it's definitely evolved into an event that brings in a lot of people. And when you talk about bike tours, one of the things road cyclists like, since I did that for a long time myself, is to be able to get out and be on these roads and not, be fighting too much traffic.
And to the point that you made earlier, or well, the question that you asked earlier, how do people respond? Folks from bigger cities, from Portland or even from Eugene, often comment just how nice it is to have these good roads with very, very little traffic. And yeah, it's kind of a perfect venue for road cycling.
And when I was doing a lot of road cycling, I was in Portland, and that used to be the interesting thing, because you'd have a big group of bicyclists from the club up there, but you'd be in a rural area, but it's rural, but it's still Portland. So even on a Sunday morning, you've got a lot of cars out, and this has got to be a lot more pleasant for a lot of people.
Absolutely. In fact, I was riding last weekend, and we came across a group of 50 riders who were in the area. They'd come up from the Sacramento area. Apparently, they do this every year. Just amazed at how good our roads are, and the low traffic, and how welcome they feel.
Wow, and they were just doing their own thing out there.
They were doing their own thing. It was a planned ride. We learned that they do it every year. But it was really great to see people specifically come here as their destination from far away.
So you mentioned the Century Ride, the 100-mile ride. How big an area? I mean, it's 100 miles, obviously, but kind of give us an idea about the route or where they go.
Sure. Well, the Century Ride is going to leave River Forks and mostly head north up around Oakland and environs and Elkhead Road and those places. It's a lot of really, really beautiful country up there, and obviously over 100 miles the riders will have a chance to see, the beauty of Douglas County really on display in that North County area.
Do you ever remember, because I know you've been riding for a long time, what's the longest distance you've ridden in one day?
I've ridden just over 100 miles in one day. I rode with my brother, in fact. It was another destination thing. I flew to Virginia, and we rode 100 plus miles over southeastern Virginia.
Wow. And see, I remember I was a teenager in Medford riding a bike that was not that good because we didn't have any money, but did a double metric century. And then I had to ride to the ride and ride home. So I basically did 135 miles that day. I think I was 14 or 15.
That is a lot. And kudos to you, sir.
Well, I was in shape for it back then, but and bicyclists will appreciate the fact that I did this on it was like the Dodge Dart of bikes, Schwinn Varsity.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not, it was nice, it was new, but it was not your good road bike.
So, down tube shifters and all, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I don't even remember all that. That's been so long. But I do remember, and I did a lot of 100-mile rides. And, people think, oh, there's no way you could ever do that. But for you as a cyclist, for other people in Velo Club, I mean, you just can work up to these things. And it's really not as hard to achieve 100 miles as people think.
No, it really isn't. And what you've mentioned, about working up to it is definitely key. At the beginning of the season, one may not be able to ride more than 15 or 20 miles, but those, riding during the week and then doing longer and longer rides as we can on the weekends definitely gets a person in shape. And, 100 miles is certainly within reach for most people who are reasonably healthy.
All right, so Labor Day weekend, that Sunday in particular, but the other events happening as well. Give us a website address again.
It is thevineyardtour.com.
All right, Eric Schnauz from Umpqua Velo Club. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
8:40 on the Morning Report.